Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Deuce.
Yes, sir.
I've just made a whole bunch of fantasy free agent acquisitions. Can you guess who?
You're not Jari, so you don't need.
Listen,
you don't.
Listen,
you don't need to replace your Saints roster as much. That's what Ja has to do.
He's got all Saints players, absolutely. But I did just grab Antonio Brown in three of these four leagues, so I was quick to the punch there. Quick to the punch.
He was available.
Yeah, everybody else was sleeping. You know, not everyone gets to talk sports at 6:30 at night aimlessly like you and I do. So. We're going to welcome in Andrew Erickson, Senior Fantasy Analyst for Pro Football Focus. Andrew, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good. I'm jealous of you, though. I wasn't as fortunate to grab Antonio Brown in any of the light leagues I'm in.
Well, it's probably because I play with a bunch of putzes and nobody's paying a close enough attention. You're probably playing with a bunch of people that are actually doing a good job of putting rosters together, so... I trust me, I won't be inviting you into any of my leagues, Andrew. I'll tell you that right now, okay? You're not invited. I will say this, though. It's been a rough go for me, and I'm sure a lot of people are in this situation. It's been a tough year for running backs in the National Football League. A lot of guys been banged up. Miles Sanders misses last night for the Eagles. Nick Chubb on IR. Christian McCaffrey on IR. Dalvin Cook's been banged up the last couple of weeks. And so, you know, with that also comes opportunity for other people. And I want to start you with this, Andrew. Where in these running back kind of vacancies have there been some good values pop up? Maybe guys that people don't know, such an important position in fantasy football. And with as many guys out as there are, I know everybody's kind of searching.
Yeah, well, I think the real obvious one that came up, you know, earlier today was Joe Mixon being ruled out. So Giovanni Bernard kind of steps in and should take on a bigger role. I think that two other running backs that are also kind of going to be featured in much larger roles are the Chargers running backs. So you have Justin Jackson and Joshua Kelly. The Chargers obviously just had played the Saints before their bye week. And, you know, we saw Justin Jackson kind of take over in that specific game, but really I think it was more or less how the game flow kind of went. The Saints have a much tougher, you know, run defense, so Joshua Kelly kind of profiles as that early down runner, so he didn't really have, you know, the matchup in his favor in that game, but he's really kind of taken on that Melvin Gordon role, whereas Justin Jackson has really taken over what Austin Eckler was doing. But the Chargers have shown us that they have a two-man, you know, running back system. So I think that both of them are in play, especially against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have really struggled against the run so far this season. So I think a lot of people are down on Joshua Kelly because he didn't show out, you know, the last time that he played. But I think that he has a much better chance of performing in this specific matchup. And I think people dropped him in a lot of leagues because they were frustrated because they thought Justin Jackson was going to be the guy. But I really think that it can be a 1-2 punch between the two.
Just sticking on receivers, and you know, I just want to get your thought process. Obviously, Antonio Brown, he can't play this week. He's got to go through the COVID process, you know. But with Dak Prescott getting hurt, how much does that affect really those three elite receivers that they have over there? or those guys that you can count on, you know, when you talk about Cooper and the bunch?
Yeah, so I think, well, you know, the way that it was kind of playing out was Cooper and Lamb seemed pretty good starters. You could kind of start them confidently, but I think that Cooper is kind of now out of the, you know, top, you know, wide receiver one range where, you know, he was drafted. He was drafted as, like, one of those elite guys, and I don't think that he falls in that category anymore. I think you have to kind of view him more as a, you know, a receiver in the 15 to 20 range just because, you know, we've seen Cooper play pretty inconsistent over his career, and the best he's been at, you know, even before his Oakland days was with Dak Prescott, and now he doesn't have Dak Prescott. So you can't ignore the fact that he's always been at his best with Prescott, and now he doesn't have his quarterback, so you need to, like, downgrade him in that aspect. Lamb kind of falls in a similar tier to him just because he gets all the better matchups out of the slot. So I think that both of them are kind of just solid wide receiver twos moving forward, but you don't need to, you know, have them be automatic starts. If they're in a really bad matchup, a really bad spot, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, put them on the bench. With Gallup, he's kind of in a separate tier, or definitely a tier below them, really falling into like a wide receiver three range. He's just been lined up on the outside. He's been running a lot of deep routes, and he's just really boom or bust at this point. You know, he really needs a good matchup to be playable, and this week against Washington, he's been really tough on outside wide receivers. He's someone that you can't really play this week.
Talking with Andrew Erickson, senior fantasy analyst for Pro Football Focus. Andrew, how about the change of quarterback for the Miami Dolphins? Tua Tagovailoa is going to take over there. How do you guys like him from a fantasy aspect? Obviously, has some movement ability, but how do you like him in that offense?
Yeah, I think that he himself could offer a lot of upside. Brian Fitzpatrick has obviously been a guy that's been pretty productive in terms of fantasy football, and Tua, you know, we've seen these other two rookies kind of come in and light the world on fire. So if Tua can match the production of Burrow or a Herbert, you know, based on, you know, his draft capital compared to theirs, he should be in good shape. He has good weapons around him. He has good wide receivers. You know, one and the offensive line is much better than it was last year, so that's really important too. Again, he's really more of a wait and see. I really want to see how he does in his first game action against the Rams. Again, it's going to be a tough task, you know, trying to stop Aaron Donald in that defense. So he's not a player that I'm going to be looking to, you know, basically play when he first comes out. But the next matchup he has is against the Cardinals, which is a little bit of a softer matchup. So if he shows out in that first matchup at home against the Rams, I think that he could be definitely on the radar against the Cardinals.
Well, I got to ask him about what would be a top defense to play this week. Up, what matchup do you like from a defensive standpoint?
Yeah, so there's a lot of good matchups this week. I think that one of the ones that people had last week was the Washington football team. They're in another good spot again, kind of seeing the Dallas Cowboys offensive line crumble a little bit. And they have just dealing with so many injuries, and that Dallas or the Washington front seven is just, you know, Chase Young and all those guys can really bring pressure to the quarterback. So the Washington football team, I, you know, played them last week and their matchup was really good. So they're definitely at the top of my list in terms of defenses that you can get that are really, really cheap. You know, whether you're playing like DFS or just you need someone to pick off the waiver wire, they're a defense that's, you know, readily available. And then I think that another one is the Bengals. Again, they're not, you know, a sexy defense at all, but anytime you get a chance to play against Baker Mayfield, who up to this point hasn't really shown a lot in terms of, hey, I'm not going to turn the ball over, you know, that's a good option there. You can also flip it on the other side with the Cleveland Browns. You know, Myles Garrett has been a monster this year, and, you know, Joe Burrow has definitely been prone to taking sacks.
Andrew Erickson, senior fantasy analyst for Pro Football Focus. Andrew, we appreciate the time as always, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.